Isaiah chapter 36. Now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, 3414-628 BC, that Sennacherib king of Assyria came up against all the defensed cities of Judah, and took them. And the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh from Lachish to Jerusalem to King Hezekiah with a great army. And he stood by the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field. Then Eliakim, Hilkiah's son, came to him who was over the house, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah, Asaph's son, the recorder. And Rabshakeh said to them, "Say now to Hezekiah, this is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says, what confidence is this in which you trust? I demand, you tell me. But they are but vain words. I have counsel and strength for war. Now on whom do you trust, that you rebel against me? Look, you trust in the staff of this broken reed, on Egypt, upon which if a man leans, it will go into his hand, and pierce it, so is Pharaoh king of Egypt to all who trust in him. But if you say to me, we trust in the Lord Jehovah our God, is it not he, whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away, and said to Judah and to Jerusalem, you will worship before this altar? Now therefore give pledges, I command you, to my master the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able on your part to set riders upon them. How then will you turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put your trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? And have I now come up without the Lord Jehovah against this land to destroy it? The Lord Jehovah said to me, go up against this land, and destroy it. Then Eliakim and Shebna and Joah said to Rabshakeh, we ask you to speak to your servants in the Syrian language, because we understand it. And do not speak to us in the Jews' language, in the ears of the people who are on the wall. But Rabshakeh said, has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words? Has he not sent me to the men who sit upon the wall, that they may eat their own dung, and drink their own urine with you? Then Rabshakeh stood, and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language, and said, hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. This is what the king says, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, because he will not be able to deliver you. Neither let Hezekiah cause you to trust in the Lord Jehovah, saying, the Lord Jehovah will surely deliver us. This city will not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah. Because this is what the king of Assyria says. Make an agreement with me by a present, and come out to me. And everyone eat of his vine, and everyone of his fig tree, and everyone drink the waters of his own cistern. Until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Beware lest Hezekiah persuade you, saying, the Lord Jehovah will deliver us. Have any of the gods of the nations delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arphad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? And have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who are they among all the gods of these lands, that have delivered their land out of my hand, that the Lord Jehovah should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? But they held their peace, and did not answer him a word, because the king's commandment was, saying, do not answer him. Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household came, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes torn, and told him the words of Rabshakeh.